Day 181, or June the 30th. Don't be fooled. Go for the real thing. Our thoughts today are rooted in Psalm 146, verse 3. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings, who cannot save. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Our final psalms are all anonymous, which goes to show that you don't need to be anything special to worship God. You don't have to be a superstar like David. You just have to be a follower of the living God. And now, our action step for today. I love going into computer shops, especially the ones whose logo is a permanent reminder of Genesis and the fall of mankind. If you need a hint, just think of the apple with a bite out of it. Their products are very good, but they are fallible and will betray your trust one day. There, I've said it now. The anonymous psalmist who wrote Psalm 146 had never bought a computer, of course, but he knew that everything else except the living God was unreliable. Trust in anything else, and you may be disappointed at the most inconvenient times, but Jesus never lets you down. In the words of that great old hymn, "He is not a disappointment. Christ is all in all to me, Saviour, Sanctifier, Sovereign, the unchanging God is He. He has won my heart's devotion, and He meets my every need. He is not a disappointment, for He satisfies indeed." Now flip the coin over. Are you ever a disappointment? Keeping your word regularly and counting to 10 occasionally will improve you, especially when you're linked with cooperating with the Holy Spirit.